Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Halfhorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, this is both a wonderful time and a perilous time to be alive in the Lord. The end times have come upon this generation. The rapture will soon take place. The Antichrist will soon be revealed. The lukewarm are being spit out of the body of Christ as I speak, and they don't even know it. They have been lulled asleep by religion. The space to repent is being squeezed out by the end of this age, and the time for the judgment of God's church has come upon us. Those of you who have not been ashamed of the name of Jesus and have been persecuted by the self-righteous for the gospel's sake will soon be rewarded with the clothing of glory to work the works of Jesus. Only those working the works of Jesus will be raptured. Jesus said in John 14 and 12 that those that believe on Him will work the works that He did and even greater. That means all believers will work these works. We will soon know in this world who is a true believer and who is not by seeing the works of Jesus. We will know the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the tares. The works of the Father done through the resurrected Christ Jesus in each believer will declare who is of God and who is not. The enemy will have his counterfeit miracles, but just as Moses' rod that became a snake swallowed up the snakes of Jannes and Jambres, so will the works of the Father through the resurrected Jesus in His sons and daughters swallow up all the signs and wonders of the false prophets and teachers. For those who have not been persecuted and know nothing of trials and tribulations because of their self-righteousness, they are in for a rude awakening. And all of your wealth cannot save you from the suffering to come. For in this world you shall have tribulation. Let us pray from 1 Thessalonians 3, 12 through 13. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all the saints that you may continue to make us to increase and abound in love one for another and for all, so that you may establish our hearts blameless in holiness before you, God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Father, I also pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, and that you would give the listeners ears to hear and hearts to receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown today, and I tear down your veil of deception away from the listener's mind in the name of Jesus. Amen, and praise the Lord. My beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to share with you a vision He gave me of multitudes of deceived Christians burning in hell. They were deceived into believing they could lead a sedentary, stagnant Christian life without taking up their cross daily to follow Jesus. They were all truly born again, but they never grew up in the Lord, and they never ventured out into the deep things of God, nor did they move forward in their walk with Christ. They never matured into the fullness of the stature of Christ Jesus because they never came into the unity of the faith in the cross, that their old nature died there and that Jesus lived in them to do only the will of the Father. They never yielded to the Holy Spirit's wooing them to the cross. They never took heed of the holy prophets of God that He sent to them, rising early in the morning to chastise them in an attempt to bring them back to the pathways of holiness. But instead, they threw their money at the false prophets and teachers that taught them how to stay alive in their old nature and obtain the things of this world. They never came into the unity of faith and the oneness of spirit because they never came to an understanding that the Holy Spirit is legally bound by the Word so that He can only take us into the deep and hidden things of God as we die to self on the cross with Jesus by the faith. Jesus had many more things to tell them, but like the healed lepers that did not return to give thanks and worship to God, they went on their own way and did their own thing, never taking up their cross to follow Jesus and die to self. They never understood how their immaturity in spiritual things grieved the heart of the Father and kept them from worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And so they missed the rapture, and their hearts were hardened against God's mercy toward them. And they falsely accused God of being unfair, and they began to blaspheme His holy name. And then in His infinite mercy, the Lord sent angels to preach the gospel flying through the air. But they still refused to humble themselves and repent from their wicked ways. And so the wrath of God was poured out on them in the great tribulation. And they died and went to hell to burn for eternity. And there they were in the vision, Christians in hell, who had never chosen to suffer the loss of their self-life in this world in order to gain eternal life. They had never matured beyond being babes in Christ. And there they were, burning in hell and blaspheming and taking the name of God in vain and cursing Him who is holy and just and pure and perfect and merciful and good. They were encompassed in the flames of hell that their own tongues had ignited. And every time they cursed God, the flames would bombard them. My beloved brothers and sisters, I know hell is real. And but for the prayers of my grandmothers, I would still be there. I died, and the Lord brought me back to life, and He has raised me up as a prophet in your midst to warn you to flee from the wrath of God to come. These people I saw in hell will long to sleep by the practice of religion. 1 John 2:17 says that the world is passing away and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God will live forever. God has brought me back from the dead to warn many religious people of their fate if they do not repent and take up the cross of Jesus. I learned through my experience what the gospel of the kingdom is. It is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This was all Paul preached, and this is all I preach now, that I know the truth, and it has set me free from religion. Most gospels heard from pulpits on TV and radio is not the gospel of the kingdom, and it is powerless to deliver from the bondages of sin. There are other gospels taught by devils, as 1 Timothy 4:1 declares. They are doctrines of devils. The false teachers sound good because they preach the person of Jesus, but they leave off the work of the resurrected Jesus in us through the cross we must take up to follow Him. All gospels and religions that don't preach that we must lose our lives in the cross in order to find eternal life in Christ are like Peter when he received a revelation of who Jesus was. He rejoiced in it and was glad, but 5 steps down the road was rebuked for doing the work of Satan in hindering Jesus from going to the cross. My beloved brothers and sisters, I am sent by God to tell you and warn you that multitudes of preachers and followers of gospels and religions that do not teach Jesus Christ and Him crucified will burn in the never-ending tormenting flames of hell for eternity. Any gospel or religion that does not teach us how to die to self-will, self-desire, and pride of self-sufficiency, how to lay down our lives and take up the cross of Christ to follow Him, is of the devil, even if they do preach the person of Jesus. It is another Jesus they preach, a Jesus separated from the work He came to do in us and through us. They will all be rebuked sternly at the coming of the Lord Jesus like Peter was. Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense to me, and savor not the things of God, but the things of men. Furthermore, if you are being led by one of these angels of light, which are full of devils, all your giving of tithes and offerings into those gospels and to these preachers will bring judgment upon you, for you will be judged guilty for hindering others from picking up their crosses to follow Jesus, and their blood will be upon your hands. 2 John 1, 9-11 declares this. Many confess Jesus as Lord and truly receive a revelation of who He is. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says that no one can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. But some of these same people never die to self-will and take up their cross to follow Jesus in doing the Father's will, even unto death if need be. Father, not my will, but thine be done. In Matthew 7:21, Jesus tells us that not everyone that calls him Lord, which can only be done by the Holy Spirit, will enter heaven. He goes on to tell us that only those that do the Father's will enter the kingdom of heaven. Many will work great signs and wonders and cast out devils in his name and baptize in his name, and they will burn in hell for eternity because they never came to know Christ by allowing him to live through them to do the Father's will. It is only in laying down our lives and all we want to do and accomplish in this world by death on the cross and allowing Jesus to do the Father's will through us that we come to know Jesus Christ by entering into the fellowship of his suffering. Brothers and sisters, I have suffered severely for the privilege to share this gospel with you. I have almost died twice more, and I have lost my wife and my children from the severe persecution and downright hate from people who call themselves Christians. I have seen hell. I know it is real. And I know that many deceived, blinded religious people who call themselves Christians will end up there. And I have sacrificed greatly to stand in their way, to warn them, to shout at them, to try to turn them from the broad way that leads to destruction. Some few have heeded and turned into the path of righteousness, but the majority turn on me like wild beasts and continue on their path of destruction, running headlong into the abyss. It is very frustrating and painful to see them continue on their perverted pathways, knowing that they are headed into an eternity of suffering and pain. It is like knowing a bridge is out and standing in the road to stop the people from driving off into the river. Most ignore you, thinking they have need of nothing, and drive by looking at you like you are retarded or have the plague or something. Then there are the ones that will go out of their way just to try to run you down. They will kill you with the tongue of false accusations, lies, backbiting, backstabbing, etc., etc., all in the name of the Lord, just so they can stubbornly hold on to what they want to do, even if it means their eternal destruction and punishment in hell forever. Go figure it out. My brothers and sisters, I love you with the love of Jesus, and my sacrifice to bring you this word proves it, as Jesus' sacrifice proved his love for you. I beg you to come out of those perverted churches that do not preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church, and you can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at 318-938-2691. God bless you.